All right, this morning, if you've got a Bible with you, I want you to turn to the book of John today. The book of John, chapter number 3. And I want to bring a message this morning out of the things that are taught and what Christ had to say out of John, chapter number 3. And this has been stated as being one of the greatest chapters in the entire Word of God. And one of the greatest verses is verse 3:16. It's been said that it's probably been preached out of more than any verse out of the Word of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him could have everlasting life. Ain't you glad He put whosoever in that verse? Amen. That included all of us, friend. That included from little to big, rich, poor, good or bad. I'm glad it's a whosoever gospel this morning. And I'll tell you what, to sum up the entire book of John, you can do it over in chapter number 20, where John had this to write. He said, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe." These are written that ye might believe. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. I'm glad I got a Bible this morning. Amen. I'm glad that God speaks to me out of the Word of God. I'm glad when I was a lost man back on Sunday morning of March of 1974, I'm glad the Word of God spoke to me that day and the Spirit of God drew me to a place of repentance. Amen. Hey, listen to me, John, as God has inspired John to write, he's wanting the whole world to believe the old story that Jesus saves, that Jesus died for all. Amen? Let's read a little bit here. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know that Thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that Thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that's born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, testify that we've seen, and you receive not our witness. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." That's where I was as a lost man. I was in love with sin. But listen to me, friend. When the God of all grace moved upon me, showed me I was a heartbeat out of hell, friend, I was looking for grace. I was looking for a way out of hell. Hey, let me tell you something. If you're in love with the dark things of this world this morning, you better come to the light, friend, before you fall off into a devil's hell. You'll be there for all eternity. You'll never get out. You'll be in the eternal flames of hell, friend, simply because the devil had you deceived in darkness. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Brother Lee, you pray this morning for us. Lord, yes.
Father, I pray for Brother Mike, Father, you be with him. Lord, bless him, Father, give him anointing.
Lord, help us, Lord, we pray.
Lord, if he preach the word, Father, and both and truth. Father, I pray you look over this congregation, Father. You know the need, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the ones here, Father, Lord.
Lord, help. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I appreciate you being here today. I appreciate all our visitors coming into the house of God this morning. I trust the Lord will minister to you today for your needs. This morning, as we look into this word here, I'm interested in what Christ had to say. All these things here that are written in red. And I want to preach this morning on this thought, when the master of the law met the maker of grace. Amen. Listen to me, friend. Nicodemus was a good man. No doubt he was a man that had studied the law. He could probably have been standing up here teaching you everything there was to know about the law, friend. But there was something missing. Though he was rich and respected, he was a religious man. He was a ruler of the Jews. There was something missing in his life. Hey, let me tell you something. Your goodness, friend, it stinks as filth in the nostrils of God this morning. You can't be good enough to get yourself to heaven. Listen to me this morning. Out of the Word of God this morning, some things I want you to notice here. Well, first of all, I want you to notice in the life of Nicodemus right here at this particular time in his life here, the wind got up. Amen. The wind got up. You'll notice in verse 8, the Bible says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that's born of the Spirit." Let me tell you something, friend. It takes the Word of God and the Spirit of God before you'll ever be saved. Let me tell you something. God takes His Word and He convicts a man, friend, and He takes the Spirit of God to draw a man, woman, boy, or girl to Him. And let me tell you something, old Nicodemus right here, hey, he was in trouble because the wind of God had gotten up in his life. It didn't matter if he was religious. It didn't matter if he was a ruler. Hey, Jesus had some things to show him here, friend, to show him that he was a lost man and that he was headed to a devil's hell. Let me tell you what we need in the house of God. We need the wind to get up. Amen. Let me tell you something. We need to come to the house of God just like the brother said, well, a ago, we need to come prayed up. We need to come filled up and ask God to move upon lost sinners. Hey, ask Him to move in our life to fill us. I remember in the Bible on the day of Pentecost, friend, they were all in one mind and in one accord. And the Holy Ghost descended from above as cloven tongues of fire. It filled the house where they sat, and it filled them. Hey, let me tell you, things went to picking up when the Holy Ghost was a-moving, and it came in like a mighty rushing wind. That's what we need in the house of God. That's what we need in our lives today. Oh, we need the wind of God to be blowing, don't we? Let me tell you something. If you're going to do anything for God, you need the Holy Ghost to fill you, to thrill you, and to send you out to do a work for God. Amen. Listen to me, friend. Oh, we need God at the house. Amen. That's what's happened to a lot of churches today. There ain't no wind a-blowing. There ain't no God a-moving, friend, because the people, hey, they're at ease in Zion. They have need of nothing, friend. When they gather, they just want to do their little hour of time at the house of God. Then they want to go out and enjoy the pleasures of the world. Listen, when Jesus met Nicodemus, Jesus was interested in some eternal things. Jesus this morning is interested in eternal things. He wants to do eternal business with somebody this morning that's lost and on their way to a devil's hell. Oh, listen, His word will not return to Him void. You can receive His word or you can reject His word. You can leave out of here an unbeliever. You can leave out of here a believer. God is presenting some things to us this morning out of His Word. Listen, we need the wind of God. And the wind of God, I believe, got up this night in the life of Nicodemus. I want you to notice something over in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37 with me. Hey, y'all familiar with this story over here about the valley of dry bones? Listen, old Ezekiel says, "A hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones." And the next verse says that they were very dry. And then in verse 3, he said, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, Thou knowest." I don't know this morning who God's speaking to, but I tell you, I know one thing this morning. If you're dead in trespasses and sins, hey, let me tell you, you may be so dry, hey, you may be ready for the graveyard this morning, friend, but let me tell you something. The Lord knows all about you this morning. Amen. And He can put life into you today. Listen to me. And He said unto me, "Prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Are you listening this morning? Are you listening to the word of God this morning? Hey, listen, it takes the Word of God this morning to speak to you today and to draw you, friend, to understand the things of God. Let Him speak to your heart this morning. And listen, in verse 7, he said, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews of flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them." Listen to me. Hear the word of God this morning. And listen, friend. "Oh," he said unto me, "prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, oh, breathe breath upon them, these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Let me tell you something. When the Word of God gets a hold of you and the wind of God gets to blowing upon you, you're going to have to do something, friend. You're going to have to run, or you're going to have to run to Him. Amen? You're going to have to accept or reject. God is presenting eternal life or eternal death to you this morning. Choose you this day. Amen? I pray that you choose life. Well, let me tell you something. When the wind of God gets up in your life, in your life, friend, it'll wake you from your sleep. I remember when I was a lost man. I remember at nights. That was the worst time for me. Yeah, man, it was. Lay down on your bed and wonder if you're going to live to see morning. Wonder when you close your eyes and try to sleep, oh, if you might wake up in hell before you see daylight. Wonder when you lay down if the Lord might be coming back tonight to get His church and you'll be left behind. Oh, let me tell you something. Oh, let me tell you, when the wind gets up in your life, it'll wake you from your sleep. It'll tell you, it'll speak to you, it'll show you your lost condition. Wonder if there's anybody that was like me when I was lost. Well, I spent a lot of miserable nights. Amen. Lost. It'll wake you from your sleep. It'll warn you about your soul. You know, I don't know about you this morning. I didn't come from no monkey. Amen. I didn't come from no monkey. You didn't come from no monkey. You better not believe that damnable lie. Amen. Look, the psalmist said, I'm fearfully and marvelously made. Listen, we didn't come crawling up out of the ocean one day, evolve into a monkey, and here we sit today. What about them poor old monkeys still down here in the jungle? What happened to them? Why ain't they up here too? Yeah, man. Listen, you better not believe the lies of the devil, friend. You've got a living soul within you that's going to spend eternity somewhere. Either in eternal heaven or eternal hell. You better wake up this morning. Well, listen to me. Hey, when the wind of God gets to blowing, it'll wake you from your sleep. It'll warn you about your sin, and it'll woo you to the Savior. Jesus said, no man comes unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Let me tell you something this morning. You may want to put off salvation. The wind of God may be a-blowing. You may realize you're lost in just a heartbeat out of hell this morning, and the devil will say, well, just put it off till tomorrow. Put it up later. Go on, live your life. Have you some fun for a while. You can do this later. No, you can't. No, you can't. The Bible says now is the acceptable time. Today's the day of salvation. And Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me drawing. You better come to Christ if He's drawing. Because He said this spirit might not always strive with man. You don't have the promise that He'll ever deal with you again when He's drawing, when He's convicting. You better listen. Listen, the wind of God, I believe, got up in the life of Nicodemus right here in this particular time of his life. And secondly, friend, I want you to notice not only the wind of God got up, but Nicodemus got up. Nicodemus got up. Look, it was at the time, in verse 2, it says the same came to Jesus by night. Now, some writers say that he came to Jesus when Jesus wasn't so busy that he could just get to him. I don't believe that. I think old Nicodemus was a-tossing and turning in his bed. I think his covers got too short. He done seen the miracles as he describes here, and he heard some teaching from the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was troubled. I think the wind had got up in his life. Night. It was night. And I think he said, well, I'm just going to get up. I'm going to go find him. I'm going to go see what else he's got to say to me. I tell you what, this morning, friend, if you're troubled, you better get to him. You better get to him while he can be found. He was near the place where Nicodemus was, no doubt. Nicodemus was able to get to him, to get to where he was. It was night. He was restless. He was troubled. He was thirsty. He didn't have peace. Let me tell you something. Man today is running after a lot of things in this world. The Bible says that in the last days men would be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. But I tell you what man will do when he gets on his deathbed. He'll get to calling on God. He'll want that peace before he leaves out of this world. Amen? But I'm telling you this morning, you can have the peace of God that passes all understanding, and you can enjoy the good things of God on the way home. Amen. You ain't got to wait till you get to your deathbed to have peace with God. Amen. Amen. You can have peace this morning. But this man Nicodemus got up. The time was night. And his title, friend, he was so religious. He was a man. He was a Pharisee. He'd been taught all the things of the law. But still, didn't matter how many times he'd been to church, how many times he'd sat under the teaching of the law, there was something missing in his life. You can go to church all your life, hey, and die and go to a devil's hell. Amen? You can quote all the books of the Bible, friend, and still die and go to hell. You can know the stories if they've been told and preached to you throughout the Word of God. But let me tell you something. If you've never been born again, you're headed towards the devil's hell. Notice the time and his title. He was a ruler. He was religious. But notice the talk. The talk. You ever talk to Jesus? I remember talking to him when I was under deep conviction in 1974. About 2 weeks before I got saved, I could show you the place in the highway between here and Carrollton, Georgia. Man, I was scared to death. Boy, the Holy Ghost wind of God was a-blowing on me, had me hung out over a devil's hell. And I can show you right the place where I was at when I said, Lord, if you're going to kill me, please save me first. But I didn't get saved then. But he was sure working on me. Then the first Sunday morning in March in 1974, there was an old man of God got up and preached. Seemed like everything he had to say, seemed like every time he looked out, he was looking right at me. Everything he had to say was directed at me, my miserable life and my miserable condition, the life of sin that I was living. And then when the invitation was given, I didn't come down to the altar. But right where I stood, I said, Lord, if I'll lay down my sins and I'll take up the cross and follow you, I said, would you have me? Just like that, he saved me. All my burdens was lifted. Then I was glad to get to that altar. Remember what I told the preacher? I said, Brother Monroe, I've been running from the Lord a long time. Now he saved me. Never been the same. Never been the same. Because the God of glory lives inside of me. Hey, He orders my steps. He corrects me when I need corrected. He rebukes me. Hey, and He guides me and He loves on me. Hey, I love Him this morning because He first loved me and He gave me a chance at life when I deserved hell. I can tell you this morning, friend, there's no telling how many times that I cursed God with this old filthy mouth and I lived in the pool room and I lived in the ballroom, friend. But listen to me, the God of all grace, He come to me and He give me a chance at life. And I'm glad He did this morning. And I bless His holy name. And the same God, hey, the same God that saved me, He'll save you this morning if you just come to Him. Notice the talk in your Word of God this morning. Nicodemus said this. The same came tonight to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Boy, he was looking for some enlightenment. But notice here, that was Nicodemus' talk. But look at the talk that Christ made here. The first words that came out of Christ's mouth. Hey, I think it had to do with what was troubling Nicodemus. Amen? Nicodemus was in deep trouble. Jesus answered and said unto him, hey, he didn't say, well, you're right, Nicodemus. I'm a great teacher from God. You got that right. Hey, but notice what he said. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again," born again, born from above, "he cannot see the kingdom of God." You'll never see the kingdom of God except you be born from above. Hey, I think that's what was troubling Nicodemus. Amen. Hey, he knew that one day, friend, he had to go out and meet God, and religion just wouldn't get in it. Jesus didn't say, except a man be a church member. He didn't say, except a man be baptized. He didn't say, except a man go out and do some good works. But he said, you must be born again. You must be born again, or you'll not see the kingdom of God. There's a lot of good religious folks in the world today. A lot of good moral people got the title of religion about their life, but they've never been born again. Never. Hey, listen to me. You listen to me this morning. When God saved me, I was a church member. I was a church member when the Lord saved me. I was a lost church member. I didn't have any doubts about that. If you're lost this morning, you know. You know if you're lost or not. There ain't no, you ain't got to say, well, I don't know if I'm saved or not. You know. You know if God, hey, you know if somebody big as God's are living on the inside of you, you know it. Yeah, man. You can't do the things that you once did without the God of glory convicting you and grieving you in your spirit. You need to be saved. Listen, Jesus said you must be born again. These words fell upon the ears of Nicodemus. These words this morning are falling upon somebody's ears here today. The talk, but the trouble. See, there was a problem with Nicodemus, the same problem that lost sinners have today. The Bible tells us over in the book of 1 Corinthians, and let's just read a few verses over in 1 Corinthians right here, chapter number 2. I want you to really see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I show you what the problem with Nicodemus was. He said, but as it is written in verse 9, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." Hey, that's why Nicodemus, he couldn't understand the things of God. He had no Spirit of God living in him. He was spiritually discerned. Verse 14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." This man had all the religion that piled upon him that he could heap on himself, but he was spiritually blind. Let me tell you something. Hey, I remember when I was lost, and I hear people talk about being saved. I'd hear people talk about being born again, but I couldn't understand anything about it. Amen? But I knew I was lost. But listen to me. When God saved me, friend, I still didn't understand. I just knew I was lost and I was headed to a devil's hell. And when I cried out to Him, He saved me, friend. And then as God moved into my life, I knew there was something different. I knew there was somebody that had moved on the inside of me. I knew then that I'd been born again. Hey, listen, I couldn't explain nothing about a new birth until I got saved. That's the way it is. When a person's spiritually blind, he has to be born again so he can see. Nicodemus had questions. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? And then again in verse 9, he said, how can these things be? Listen, you're not saved by head knowledge. Amen? You're saved by grace through faith. You have to take God at His Word. You have to come to Him. You have to trust Him. And then you can experience a new birth. Then you'll know what it is. And you won't have to ask, how can this be? How can a man be born when he's old? Listen to me. The wind got up and Nicodemus got up. Jesus spoke up. Glad he speaks. Amen? He's still speaking today. He spoke about the necessity, the truths about the necessity of a spiritual birth. You see, everybody in this room has been born at least one time. Amen? But we're born with a nature of Adam in us. Adam and Eve, back in the garden, God told them not to take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, in the day that you do, ye shall die. Notice what he said. In the day that you take of it, ye shall die. And they did. They took of that tree. They died spiritually that day. There was a separation that came between them and God because they died spiritually. And they began to die physically that day. Let me tell you something, and we're all children of Adam. We come through the womb of a woman into this world. And we're spiritually dead in the eyes of God, separated, and we need to be born again. That which Adam lost in the garden, God wants to restore. Amen? Listen to me today. Jesus was just speaking some truths about the necessity of a spiritual birth. You must be born again. And then he told some truths about the nature of sin's bite. When he spoke about, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. The story in the Old Testament when Israel sinned against God and they spoke against Moses. God sent fiery serpents into their presence. And many of them were bitten and many of them died because of that bite. Can I tell you something this morning? If you're lost this morning, you've been bit. You've been bitten by sin and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says this, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. There's a great truth that he was showing to Nicodemus. Those people in the Old Testament, the only way that they could be healed of that bite was to look upon this serpent, this brazen serpent that Moses made and lifted up upon a pole. They had to believe in that pole. They had to come and they had to look upon it in faith that they might be healed. Same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. Listen to me. He died for all there, and all that will look to Him this morning, listen, the bite of sin that has got you sentenced to a devil's hell and death for eternity, friend, if you'll just look to Jesus this morning and the finished work of the cross and of Calvary, you can be healed today. He'll give you life eternal. So Jesus spoke some truths about a spiritual birth, about the sin's bite. But listen, he spoke some truths about the news of the gospel of God's Son. He said this, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know the key word in that verse? The key word in that verse is believe. 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 God excluded nobody, but you can exclude yourself. Amen? You can exclude yourself from eternal life, and you'll eternally die. God wants to give you the gift of life. God has given us the gift of His Son that paid the price for our sin debt. God has given us the gospel, the truth of how to obtain eternal life. God has given you grace and me grace that we didn't deserve. I say, what a Savior we have this morning. For God so loved the world. You know what you could do? You could take that word world out of that verse and put your name there. For God so loved Mike Rollins that He gave His only begotten Son that if he would believe in Him, he wouldn't have to perish. But he could have eternal life. Listen to me. Eternity is a long time. Eternity is something that's hard to even comprehend in your mind, isn't it? Something that never, never ends. But not only the necessity of a spiritual birth, the nature of sin spite, the news of the Son of God, but listen, friend, the net of Satan's bondage. Can I tell you something else that Jesus taught right here? A net. Being caught. I wonder this morning, are you caught in the devil's net today? What's keeping you from coming to Christ? What's keeping you from admitting that religion ain't going to get you there? I wonder this morning, look what Jesus had to say. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Listen now. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I tell you what kept me from coming to the Lord many times. I was caught in the net of Satan. I was in love with the dark things of this world. And it took a great move of God in my life to bring the fear of God in my life. Make me realize that I was just a heartbeat. I was just a heartbeat out of hell. I was one step out of hell. Every time I met a car going down the road, friend, I was just about 6 feet from ending up into a devil's hell. Amen. Dangerous place to be, ain't it? A lost person has no promise of tomorrow. No promise of tomorrow. Listen to me today. Jesus spoke some great truths in this chapter. Wonder where you stand with God this morning. Sister, y'all come to the piano this morning. The wind of God got up. Nicodemus got up. Jesus spoke up. Wonder if He's speaking to anybody this morning. I want you to stand with us around the house this morning.